Sports update today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. We'll check out some notes on sports next.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Today in high school basketball, Mount Horeb over Lodi 59-54 in a game played at Fiserv Forum. And it was a win for Schulzburg over Belmont in girls basketball 59-38. Today in college basketball, number 11 Illinois over number 4 Purdue by a score of 88-82. Number 7 Nebraska beat Minnesota 76-57. And number 10 Michigan State a winner against Maryland 91-48. Julian Strauer scored a season-high 20 points, and the shorthanded Denver Nuggets built a 23-point lead before hanging on to beat the slumping Bucks 102-100. Denver led 86-63 with 10.5 minutes left. Milwaukee cut Denver's lead to 99-97 on Ryan Rollins' three-pointer with 29.3 seconds remaining. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo thinks he will be out for an extended period after hurting his right calf again after a similar injury already caused him to miss 8 games earlier this season. Giannis had his right calf wrapped in the first half of a 102-100 loss to the Nuggets last night. Giannis didn't appear comfortable the rest of the night and left for good with 34 seconds remaining. The 2-time MVP said he expected to undergo an MRI on Saturday. Denver's Aaron Gordon scored 13 points in the first half before sitting out the second half with that right hamstring strain. Brandon Miller scored 21 points as the Charlotte Hornets beat Washington 119-115 today, sending the Wizards to their 9th straight loss. Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball each had 20 points. Con Knipl added 16 in the action as the Hornets won consecutive games for the first time since early January. The NBA game between the Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors has been postponed following another fatal shooting by a federal officer in Minneapolis. The league announced the decision was made today to prioritize the safety and security of the Minneapolis community after 37-year-old Alex Preddy was killed in a confrontation with officers on a street in a commercial district less than 2 miles from the Target Center, the downtown arena where the Timberwolves play. The game was rescheduled for Sunday afternoon. The Timberwolves and Warriors are also scheduled to play on Monday night. Green Bay Packer offensive tackle Rasheed Walker has been arrested after police say he presented a firearm for inspection without proper credentials at LaGuardia Airport. Port Authority police said Walker was arrested Friday morning after they responded to a request for a firearms check at LaGuardia's Terminal C. Arthur Adela is the lawyer representing Walker. Adela said his client voluntarily disclosed an unloaded, secured firearm upon his arrival at the airport. He said Walker was arrested because his license was not valid in the state of New York. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike McCarthy have reached a verbal agreement for McCarthy to become the club's next head coach. McCarthy, a Pittsburgh native, would replace Mike Tomlin, whose surprise departure created just the 3rd job opening in Pittsburgh since 1969. Tomlin stepped down earlier this month after his 19th season ended with a 7th straight playoff loss. McCarthy posted a 185-123-2 record across 18 seasons, 13 with Green Bay and 5 with Dallas. His resume includes a victory over the Steelers in the Super Bowl following the 2010 season. St. John's rallied from a 16-point deficit in the second half to beat Xavier 88-83, giving Rick Pitino his 900th victory. Pitino becomes the 4th coach in Division I to reach this milestone, joining legends like Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim. The victory came at the expense of his son, Richard, who is coaching at Xavier. Bryce Hopkins led St. John's with 18 points, while Trey Carroll scored a career-high 31 for Xavier. The Las Vegas Raiders are back on the clock, and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza is officially available. Mendoza formally declared for the NFL draft and could be headed to the Raiders with the number one overall pick in April. Mendoza led Indiana to a 16-0 season and its first national championship with a 27-21 victory against Miami this week. The junior completed 72% of his passes for 3,535 yards with 41 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. The college football playoff will remain at 12 teams after the commissioners of the Southeastern Conference and Big Ten couldn't come up with a compromise for expansion. The CFP Management Committee announced Friday the 12-team format would stay the same for the 26-27 season. That is a wrap on sports. I am Phil Nee.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.